Hi, this is Steph Mishuk with KillerSites.com and KillerPHP.com. In this video podcast, I wanted to discuss briefly the dangers of early adoption of a new technology. So there's two basic problems with getting into something that's new and hot and cool. The first problem is that just about every new technology I've ever come across is immature. It usually takes a few versions before you find something that's stable and consistent. Let me give you an example. For instance, PHP and Java in the early days, let me just back up and say, just about every programming language I've seen develop over time, in the early days, and there are 1x versions and 2x versions, you had problems. You know what? The biggest example I can give in terms of software, for instance, is Windows. You know, Windows 1 and 2 and 3 were really pretty rough. 3.11 was starting to get usable. And even, you know, to this day, I found that Windows got pretty good with XP. And, I don't want to talk about Vista. But that's just one example where you found, you know, early versions of Windows, major headaches. Same thing with PHP, major headaches, lack of core features. Like you see in PHP 4, object-oriented PHP, and version 4 of PHP was really, you know, it was broken. It was not very good. When they got to 5, they really fixed things. And now with PHP 6, they're going to introduce something called namespaces. That takes it to a whole new level. So you see that even though PHP is quite mature and stable, you still find some problems. But it's a heck of a lot better than it was in the, you know, when it first came out. Because, you know, in the first couple of years of any new technology, you see radical changes, of course. For instance, in recent years, when it comes to programming languages, I look at something like Ruby. Now, I'm not taking a shot at Ruby. As I said before, all languages and frameworks and technologies in the early stages, they suffer from that problem, the immaturity issues. And Ruby on Rails, although Ruby it's been around for a decade or so, Ruby on Rails, which is relatively new, it's changing very quickly. And as such, there are compatibility issues between the 1x version and 2x. I know people are actually dealing with that today when they were trying to migrate an application from a 1x hosting solution to a 2x hosting solution. And they were having all kinds of problems, and they were having problems finding information about this. And again, this is not a shot at Rails, and it's not a shot at Ruby. It's just a reality that any new technology is going to have these type of growing pains. So my point of this podcast is to point out that I don't know if it's really worth it to jump into these things at the early stages because of the whole bug issue and the bumpy aspects of the technology. I can give you another example outside of software and programming. You know, HD DVD versus the Blu-ray. Now, these are two competing technologies, you know, optical discs that have high-definition video. I, again, being a nerd, went out and decided, you know, HD DVD is probably going to win, and that was my guess, and I guess wrong. And so now I'm stuck with a player, and I'm stuck with a bunch of discs that are now, essentially a dead technology, and I'm left here holding the bag. That's another danger of jumping in and into a new technology, early adopting. You may find yourself invested in a technology that will die. And when you don't want to be there, especially when you're talking about web design or web application development, you don't want to find yourself in that kind of situation where the rest of the community in the world has moved on with much more advanced and more capable feature sets, and you're stuck with something very primitive in comparison. One example I can give in terms of web application technologies is classic ASP. Now, this is something I used to use back in the mid and late 90s myself, but Microsoft has basically shelved classic ASP in favor of its new ASP.NET. Well, it was new at the time. But there are still a lot of loyal ASP users out there, and they're reluctant to change because ASP.NET is very different from classic ASP. The point is that all the other server-side technologies have continued to advance, and they have all kinds of crazy capability and features that classic ASP simply does not have. You can still do a lot with classic ASP, but you're essentially using, you know, a 1999 technology, give or take a year. So there you have it. When you're an early adopter with regards to a new technology, whether it be a programming language, a piece of software, or a piece of hardware, you're taking a major risk. And two major risks really are: A, you find yourself in an environment where it's immature, so you run into bugs, you run into poor documentation, you find yourself dealing with radical changes to the technology that will make, you know, backward compatibility an issue. We see this today with Ruby on Rails and other technologies. And again, don't bash me. Every programming language, I'm sure, went through these things. I'm very familiar with Java because I saw that, you know, development from Java 1.0 and up, and it's, you know, when they had to get rid of AWT, which was their GUI framework, and they went into Swing and so on. So this is not again an attack on a particular technology in general. It's just Ruby happens to be, you know, in that position right now, so I cite it. The other thing that you have to consider when you're looking at early adoption of a new technology is that you may find yourself with a dead technology. You may find yourself invested in a technology that's not being supported by a big community, and you'll be caught holding the bag. This can become very expensive in that web application development, and it's just... you know, you just don't want to be there.